When Prince died, he left a vault, a literal bank vault, in his home studio complex, Paisley Park. Inside of that vault were an unknown number of songs, possibly thousands, that had never been released.
When I went to Paisley back in the early 90s, it was already full then.
That's Morris Hayes. He was a keyboardist with Prince's band, The New Power Generation, and he collaborated with Prince for years after that. And then in 2016, when Prince died, his estate started going over all of those unreleased songs. On Friday, we get a new album. Prince and Morris Hayes produced it back in 2010, but never released it. It's called Welcome to America.
Welcome to America, where you can fail at your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip.
Welcome to America, the song, is a critique of capitalism and hypocrisy. It's a critique of the United States. Morris Hayes says that even after he became a multimillionaire, Prince loved calling out hypocrisy, even to the most powerful people in the music industry.
Like, we'd be at a Grammy party and he'd have Jimmy Iovine like in a corner, like, Jimmy, would you make your kid sign a contract? And Jimmy's like, oh my God, Prince, we're at a party, we're having fun. And Prince was like, no, I want to know. And, you know, he was relentless, and he would just finally get him to say, like, yeah, I wouldn't do it. And he said, that's all I wanted you to say, Jimmy, that's all. And he would do it at the most odd places, at the most odd times.
Hope and change.
Everything takes forever. Truth is a new minority. Oh, welcome to me.
Welcome.
Tell me a little more about your collaboration. What role did you play here? What was the best part of it? What was the hardest part of it?
Well, it was really interesting. When Prince called me to come in, he had built me a house next door to his, about a mile away from the studio. So I get a call like that all the time to just come down and check something out he's been working on. So what was different this time is he was sitting in his car in the parking lot, and he told me to hop in, and he starts playing this project. He says, I want you to produce it, co-produce it. And he said, just overdo it. I'll take away what I don't need. Don't worry about it. Just do your thing and you can take it home. And I was like, I wanted to check his temperature, but he was like, yeah. So because he's a, you know, micromanager, and he would be very impatient, and I would bring everything back in, and it was great because it was like opening a Christmas present every day. I'd take it in and then just see what his reaction was, and he didn't send me back home to fix anything, so I guess everything I took in he liked.
She tried to tell me, though I care. She said you miss her, and now she's scared. You can't mislead him, even though she's young. She wants her freedom.
You said he was a bit of a micromanager. You knew him for a very long time.
Yeah.
What was it like being in the studio with him?
Well, it was intense. I mean, you know, it was fun at times, but he meant business. You know, he goes in. Prince would tell me all the time, everything that I do, Morris, I see it done in my head first. Ooh. And then I'm just executing what I'm doing at that point. So that's why he's so impatient, is because he knows what he wants to happen. And so it can be very tense. It can be very fun. I mean, we've cut 8 songs in a day. I mean, it's like, you know,
ooh,
you have to keep up. What I just try to make sure is I'm not the problem, you know. I recall the one song that he's very good friends with Dr. Cornel West, and Prince would kind of binge on YouTube sometimes, and he kind of went down a wormhole on Dr. West. He told me, he said, yeah, I saw Dr. West talking about Curtis Mayfield. And he said, you know, Brother Prince is great, but he's no Curtis Mayfield. And Prince was like, really? You know? and so he said, I can do Curtis, but Curtis couldn't do me, you know, that kind of thing. And he made this song as a kind of a hat tip to Dr. West, Born to Die.
Anything just to keep her free from the hustle of the streets.
Why do you think in that particular case he said, you know what, take this one home, you deal with it, bring it to me, I'll let you know what I like, I'll let you know what I don't, as opposed to wanting to do it in the studio, kind of hovering?
I think Prince had built up enough trust. I'd been around since the 80s, and I think Prince would call me the glue because he said, Morris, you know what to do.
let me ask you a sensitive question. You've got a guy who's an artistic genius, right? And during his lifetime, he puts out the albums he wants and the songs he wants. And then he passes on, and we are now hearing songs that he did not mean for the world to hear, right? These were in the archive. He didn't release them during his lifetime, which I would think to mean he didn't want them out there. How do you feel about all that?
Well, I would disagree with the premise that he didn't want it out there. I asked Prince. I remember one time we were in the car. We were in L.A. somewhere riding around, and he was very cheeky at times and would be like, you know, Morris, I got these songs, and they're better than Purple Rain. And I'd be like, come on, man, get out of here. I said, Prince, that was at the zenith of your career. And he put this CD in and just blew me away. I was like, oh, my God. And so I said, Prince, now notice it said, we got to put this out. I said, we got to put it out. You know, it's we now. So, and so he was like, no. Mm-hmm. But I said, but why? I said, Prince, we'll be back. We'll be back. You know, and he said, no, it's for my kids. I said, you don't have any kids. What he meant was he was building up, legacy for his kids, you know, that he thought he would have and that they would release it. But he built the vault to protect what he created. I don't know why you would build a vault to preserve this if he didn't plan on doing something with it. I think it was intended for it to be heard. Prince, on his worst day, was better than most people on their best day.
Yeah.
And so it's not like he has a bunch of duds laying around in the vault. That's great music in there.
You go to bed just to learn it was all a dream. Day after day, just a yearning for something in between.
That was Morris Hayes. He collaborated with Prince on an unreleased album back in 2010 called Welcome to America. It's finally coming out this Friday. Mr. Hayes, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
But one day,